Greetings and welcome to the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, April 22nd. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Brown?
Here.
Member DeGasis?
Here.
Member Iman?
Here.
Member Schumacher? Member Van Order?
Here.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Here.
And Chair Branch?
Here. Now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
We have a flag today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so at this time, public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do we have any speaker slips and or people online with their hands raised?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I don't have any speaker slips. If any members of the public wish to speak on Zoom, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And Chair Branch, we have no one wishing to speak at this time.
Okay. Do we have any adjustments to the agenda?
No adjustments today.
Very good. All right, we'll start with our administrative agenda and the review and approval of the minutes from January 8th and February 11th. So let's start with January 8th. Can I get a motion for that?
Make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion? Okay, seeing none, get a roll call for that.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Iman?
I don't think I was present for that meeting. I abstained.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. And now the minutes for February 11th.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Great.
I have a correction to those for just a misspelling.
Okay, do the second and then I'll get you. Are you seconding that?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Discussion? Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Martha.
I left my note at home, I'm sorry. But under the, I can't remember which item. The Toyota item, there was a mention of some plant names and they're misspelled in the agenda discussion.
Okay.
I don't know how to correct those other than spelling them over the microphone, but yeah, that would be great.
Okay. And Jim?
Yeah. Item D1, the Honda dealership, it says that the plans were presented by a team of people that I think were those presenting the item before, which was the Cali Real project.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It states people from SEPS and the Tobes group that were presenting the Honda dealership.
Didn't see that.
Got it. Okay.
We'll double check on that and make that correction.
Yeah, I think it would have been the same group or the same presenters as the following
D2,
item.
D2, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good catch. Okay, anything else? All right, with that, we'll vote with a roll call.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. That will take us to our conceptual, preliminary, and final calendar. Item B1.
Item B1. 167 North Fairview Avenue, APN 077-170-042. T-Mobile Fairview Shopping Center signs in the California Environmental Quality Act. Notice of exemption case numbers 25-0002-DRB, 25-0001-ZC.
Okay. Has everybody visited the site? Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I did not have a site visit, but I'm familiar with the site, and no ex parte.
Oh, familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Site familiarity, no ex parte.
For
For those of you who don't remember, the Fairview Shopping Center was our very first project in 2002, the Design Review Board, in March or April. Anyway, it's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Anyway, so I visited the site many times, no ex parte.
Okay. All right, Mary.
All right, Chair Branch and members. So I'm covering for the next three sign items for our planning intern, Samantha. She did all the work, so I'm just going to be here to present. She's not available. This is a sign for T-Mobile, and what they're doing is they're refacing three existing signs, two wall signs, and a blade sign. Typically, the shopping center has an overall sign plan, and this is an unusual one that they still have to come to DRB for each sign, and we're hoping at some point that the property manager or owner will amend that OSP so that they don't need to come to DRB every time. So
amen.
It does meet the overall sign plan standards and also our Title 17, our zoning sign standards. So I believe Mr. Kelly is here, zooming in. So
okay.
Yes, good afternoon. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so T-Mobile, as you know, is already in this space. They've been a long-term tenant in this in Fairview Center. And they're adding on the authorized retailer, as it's no longer going to be a corporate location. They're franchising out or licensing out all of their corporate, most of their corporate locations, I should say, vast majority of them. This is one of those. And rather than just sticking an authorized retailer cabinet or tag at the bottom, they decided that it'd be best just to redo all of the signs on the center, on the building, so that everything looks uniform and modern and fresh. So in this case, I believe the sign, we're roughly the same square footage as what was out there before. This sign has gotten a little narrower, but it has grown in height because of the authorized retailer tag at the bottom of the cabinet there, or the backer panel, I should say. And then we do have, and the signs on both A and C on the south and east elevations are identical, I believe. And the blade sign that's out there now, we're going to leave the existing bracket that's in place and just replace the hanging sign or the blade sign that's below that. Again, just to modernize and refresh everything so that it looks new. And we just didn't want to have any parts out there that look dated and old with anything new. It's not a good look. So we're just scrapping everything out there and starting from scratch and going with all new. So on the A and C wall signs, those are individual channel letters on a metal backer panel. So the backer panel does not illuminate. It's just the letters themselves. And then the factory authorized retailer, it's very small, just shy of 5 inches for the copy height on that. So we just tried to keep that to a minimum. So happy to answer any questions anybody may have.
All right. Terrific. Questions for the applicant, Jonathan?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Dennis?
No questions.
Martha?
No questions.
Jim?
Question, what are the operating hours of the signs? Do we know that? I'm just wondering if it's on, like, you know, does it turn off when the business closes in the evening?
Could Mr. Kelly address that?
I can address that. There, Title 24 does require us. Oh, I think my satellite is freezing up. Can everybody hear me again?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry, I think my satellite froze for a second. So we're regulated by Title 24, so we do have because these are new signs, they need to follow the new Title 24 regulations. I'm not sure of the exact hours they will be off and on, but according to the Title 24 for signage, they will dim. They do have a photo cell that will be built in. They will dim so that they're not overtly bright at night and washing much light out into the public. That's the way I can address that. I believe the signs They're required to have a timer as well, so they will be off and on. I'm not sure what the shopping center regulations are, though, for signs off and on. When I had a several restaurants, we were limited to an hour after close, but again, the signs had to come off. But I'm not sure if that's the case for this.
Okay, thank you.
Cecilia, any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, how about, I have no questions. How about comments? Cecilia?
Dear Fairview Shopping Center, how I love it. How often I've been there. So it's before we met our wonderful staff person, Mary was talking about this overall sign plan and how today we wouldn't be reviewing these, but I think the standards that were in that original sign plan have stood the test of time well, and the shopping center has functioned well, looks good. It's not overly, I don't know, overly shopping center-ish. It's more you feel like it's a big neighborhood shopping center, I think, maybe, which I think it kind of is because it's rather small. But, no, I think it's great. I appreciate those who have spaces here to keep things up to date and support the project.
Great. Jim?
Nice sign. That's it.
Okay. Martha?
Looks good.
Dennis?
I appreciate and support Member Brown's comments.
Jonathan?
Looks like a good sign to me.
I have no comments. I can support this. So do we have any public comments?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I don't have any speaker slips, and if any members of the public wish to speak on Zoom, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And, Chair, we have no one wishing to speak at this time.
All right. Well, then, with that, does someone want to entertain a motion?
Certainly, Chair Branch. I'll make a motion to approve the project as proposed for both final, it's right, proposed, conceptual, and final approval.
Conceptual, preliminary, and final.
That's it.
Very good. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Okay, vote with roll call.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member Van Order.
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen.
Yes.
And Chair Branch.
Yes. Okay, motion passes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. That will take us to item B2.
Item B2. 122 South Patterson Avenue, APN 065-050-034. 122 South Patterson Sutter Health Signage and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption, case numbers 25-0011-DRB.
Okay. Site visitations, Jonathan?
No visitation.
No ex parte?
No ex parte.
Very good. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Okay. Mary, welcome back.
Okay, thank you. I want to make sure I get all the sign applications in order. So this is a sign at 122 South Patterson, and currently Samson Clinic is occupying at I don't know if they've taken their sign down yet, but they're getting replaced with Sutter Health. So it's fairly straightforward. It's just removal and replacement of one non-illuminated wall sign. So here's the Samson. And try to find the
there you go, that's
replacement
it.
Here. And I do believe the applicant is zooming in, and is that Abby Biggs?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. My name is Abby Biggs. I'm with Signs of Success. I am helping with the changeover. Samson Clinic is rebranding to Sutter Health. And this is just one of many sites. Actually, the next site after this will be the same. So for 122 South Patterson, like Mary said, we are proposing to remove and replace the wall sign that currently says Samson Clinic. It is there are two signs on site. If you go to page two, we have a, or sorry, page three, we have a vicinity map, and you can see that the first sign is the sign we are proposing to change. The first sign is a wall sign. The second sign is a monument sign that is kind of covers that whole lot. If you go to page four, you can see the existing sign is a an aluminum, fabricated aluminum sign with raised letters. It is located on the front of the building facing South Patterson. It is 20 square feet in total. And then you go to the next page that you'll see that our new mocked up sign of the Sutter Health sign's a little bit more clean, more simple, but still complements the building and the facade. We propose to make it out of quarter inch aluminum, painted the white of the Sutter Health brand colors. If you go to the next page, you'll see that that's the existing monument. And that's all for my presentation.
Thank you very much. Questions, Cecilia?
No questions.
Jim?
No questions.
Martha?
No questions.
Dennis?
A couple of questions. Yes, Ms. Bates, on the logo portion proposed, is that one illuminated piece or is it five pieces?
The sign is going to be non-illuminated.
I'm sorry then. Aside from the illumination, is it five separate pieces in the attenuated cross, or is it just one piece?
I believe it's going to be five. At that size, it's going to be five separate pieces. Yeah. They'll be attached with individual studs into silicone into the side of the building.
Cool. That's a perfect lead into my next question. Did you consider a panel sign because this is on a shingled surface, making attachment and precision just a little more challenging? So were there other sign considerations in view of the cladding?
I do know that the project manager, when he was talking with the client, they did go through several different versions. I believe this is the one he chose specifically just because it'll stand out better. I believe it's going to be large enough where it's going to have just two studs in the back and it'll just be, you drill and you set in the silicone. So it won't be as much of a challenge to install. I can suggest that to him if that's a note you want him to consider. But I do know they did go through several options when reviewing this.
All right. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Jonathan, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I have not received any speaker slips. And if any members on Zoom wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And Chair, we have no one wishing to speak on Zoom.
Okay. Comments, Cecilia?
I think this is an improvement. I like the sign. And that's it. And thank you for making the changes and sort of refreshing it and bringing it up to date.
Jim?
Yeah, I would agree with previous comments. It's a really nice looking sign. And I appreciate that it is not on a single plaque, that there are individual letters.
Okay, Martha?
I too like the separate letters, and I think it looks very handsome.
Dennis?
Yes, I think it's a perfectly reasonable proposal. I am somewhat concerned about the installation and its long-term solidity.
Jonathan?
Agree with most of my colleagues. I really think it's an excellent sign. It'll be handsome and easily read.
I agree. I think it's a nice sign, and I like the contrast of it on the shingles. I think it reads quite well. So, all right, with that, someone want to make a motion for this item B2?
I can make a motion. I move to accept as conceptual, preliminary, and final the sign as proposed to adopt the DRB and CEQA findings.
Okay. Can we get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. We'll vote with roll call.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Aye.
Member Van Order.
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen.
Yes.
And Chair Branch.
Yes. Okay. Motion passes. It'll take us to item B3.
Item B3, 89 South Patterson Avenue, APN 071-220-026, 89 South Patterson Sutter Health Signage and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption Case Numbers 25-0012-DRB.
Okay, again, site declarations. Jonathan?
I'm familiar with the site, but no recent visit and no ex parte.
Site visit, 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 no ex parte.
No recent site visit, but I'm familiar with it.
No. Okay. Mary?
Chair Branch and members. So this is another sign replacement of Samson's to Sutter Health, and it's across the street from the one you just reviewed. There'll be two replacements. The first one is... let's use the pointer since we have one. The first one is going to be replaced over here. And that was a good idea, though. As you see, at the top left corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second signage. First of all, here's the details of the Sutter Health sign.
Okay.
With the logo, similar to the last one. And the next replacement is on the building. There's the Samson's, and then I will find the replacement. So those are the two signs being replaced, similar to your last project review. And I believe Ms. Biggs is also representing this project.
And neither are illuminated, correct?
Neither are illuminated.
Okay.
Yes. So the same thing will be happening at this site. This site's a little bit larger than the last one, and it is farther set back from the road. This has three frontages, and we're proposing the back site. It's on overpass road, and it's not used. There's no entrances on that side. So we are proposing to put signage, ID signage on the Patterson side and then on the Debbie Road side. The Patterson side, we noticed when we were starting this project that the awning sign that is existing there is not as noticeable because there are trees on the edge of that property. And so we proposed to put it a little bit higher on the wall and to make it stand out more, make it look nice, better serve both the tenants and the patients that will be coming to the site. And then for the sign two, we are also proposing to take it off underneath that awning and put it next to the door so it kind of marks out more of where we want tenants and the client to be going towards the door instead of underneath that awning where it's not as visible. So these signs will be very similar to the one we proposed at 122. They're also made out of quarter inch aluminum. They will be painted the Sutter teal, which is their main color brand. And then the subtext on sign two will be a black for better reading and for contrast.
Okay.
And I believe that's it.
Okay, great. any questions, Cecilia?
No questions.
Jim?
Sorry, no questions.
Martha?
I have no questions.
Dennis?
Thank you, Chair Branch. There are no patients at this building, right? This is really just for internal management?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry, that was misspoke of mine. Yeah, it's this is the record building. This is where their clients are the other.
Across the street,
the other sites in the area.
So I get a bit confused because the previous sign seemed to direct people to the Patterson Avenue entry. Will that continue as an entry, or is occupants be directed to the Debbie Lane entry?
I believe both of them. One side is the maintenance entry, which is why it does say maintenance under that, and then the other one is the record entry. That one is more the main entrance, if I remember correctly. The other one is more of a loading area.
All right. Thank you.
Jonathan, any questions?
No questions.
I have no questions. Do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I have not received any speaker slips. If members of the public wish to speak on Zoom, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And Chair, we have no one wishing to speak on Zoom.
Okay. Comments, Jonathan?
No comments.
Dennis?
No comments.
Martha?
I have two comments about the Patterson Avenue sign. I think it would be really nice if they would paint that edge of that canopy to match the Sutter teal color instead of the sky blue of the Sansom. And then the address number, the 89 up there, I think that should probably be enhanced at the same time so it's a little more legible. But other than that, I think it looks real nice.
Jim?
I was going to make exactly the same comments. I do think that it would, given the neutral color of the base building, if that canopy could be painted to match the Sutter, I think that would be a little more, it would go a long way in marketing and PR. Would help.
Yes, I believe they are planning to update the colors on the building. It's not part of our scope since we're just doing the signs, but I do believe Sutter Health is planning to update colors.
Very good. Thank you.
Cecilia?
Thank you. Having looked at signs and on the design review board for a long time, I'm struck by just how nice tailored these letters are. You could have made them much bigger, but I think it's so nice appropriately done at this size, and it just really complements, I don't know, the building. They just sort of seem to fit and look good, and I like the color, and thank you.
Okay. I can support this. I think it looks nice. So can we get a motion for this sign?
I'll make a motion that we approve the project as presented for final, conceptual, preliminary, and final, adopting the DRB and CEQA findings and the CEQA categorical exemption.
Very good. And a second? We have a second.
Second it, please.
Any discussion? Okay, we'll vote with roll call.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member Van Order.
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen.
Yes.
Chair Branch.
Yes. All right. Very good. One more sign to go. Item B4.
Item B4, 5631 Calle Real Avenue, APN 069-160-057. Off-the-charts sign and California Environmental Quality Act notice of exemption, case numbers 24-0031-ZC24-0017-DRB.
Okay, declarations. Jonathan?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I'm familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Familiar with the site and no ex parte.
I live very near the site, about 800 steps. So I see every time I go to Trader Joe's, I look at the sign and anyway, you'll hear my comments. Thank you.
No ex parte.
Okay. And let's see, Christina, floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. The project before you today is for an existing unpermitted wall sign at 5631 Calle Real Avenue. The business name is Off the Charts. I just do want to point out that the sign is already installed, except there is a slight discrepancy of what they're proposing and what's up there. What's up there now has the plus logo down lower on the building. That's considered two wall signs, so we've asked the applicant to have it in line with the letters. The letter heights are 2 feet tall. The plus logo is 3 feet tall. It is still within the the ordinance requirements for a wall sign at the City of Goleta. The letters are proposed to be white, internally illuminated. The logo is proposed to be green. I think I mentioned that it is part of a code compliance case for installing signs without permits. Of note, they did have some signs installed on the freeway side of this building, which have now been removed. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Chair Branch.
Okay, very good. Welcome. State your name. Hit the little button on the bottom there. There you go. You can let go. There.
Okay. No, hi, my name is Daniel Rincon. I want to start off by saying the sign was installed without a permit. We were under the impression by selling the sign to the company that their general contractor was putting out the permits, as they have for many other stores that they have opened up. And we came to find out that there was no permit, and that's where we're stepping in to take care of that part.
Okay.
The sign, letters are 2 feet tall, and the cross, it's 3 feet tall. Everything is internally illuminated with LEDs. And it's also controlled by a photo cell, which it's by Title 24 as well.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a site plan right there. It is facing Calle Real, which is right there, and that's basically showing you what's going to be.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Questions, Jonathan?
Is the design something that is across a corporation? It is
a corporation.
Okay, it troubles me to have the letters and charts so much. They look emaciated compared to the robust thickness of Off the.
Right. Yeah. I think that is their logo. They're opening over 100 locations in Southern California. And that is their logo.
Okay. Dennis?
A question for staff, Ms. McGuire. Does this comply with regulations for area and height of letters?
Thank you, Vice Chair Whalen. The city does not have a letter height requirement outside of the Old Town Heritage District. It just has a size limit, and this meets the size limit based on the 45-foot building frontage.
All right. And Mr. Daniel, this is the existing sign.
It is, right? Except for the cross.
And so just to be clear, the existing sign has an arrow logo through the off.
Correct,
That's all. None of that changes.
None of that changes.
Relocating the green cross.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Martha?
I'm sorry if I missed this, Christina. So the height of the letters is based on the building frontage, not the property frontage? Or is this total square footage based on the property frontage at all?
Thank you, Member DeGasis. This is outside of the Old Town Heritage District, so it doesn't have It has a little bit different requirements than the last one we were reviewing. This one has is based on building frontage. So this one has 45 feet of building frontage, which would allow 45 square feet of signage. And there's no requirement for letter height.
Thank you.
Jim?
Yeah, a couple of questions. What kind of business is off the charts? Just
it's curiosity. A dispensary.
It's what?
It's a dispensary.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Cannabis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's medical and
yeah, no, I get it. I get it. That was just pure curiosity.
Right.
And then on what we're seeing on the screen now, the height of the letters and the plus sign, is this, I know the plus sign is still to be installed, if I understand correctly, but the words off the charts, is that a photograph as installed? Or is that,
no,
is that mock-up?
That's a mock-up.
Yeah, because, so just an observation, not that it really matters, but just an observation, I compared, as I was reviewing it, I was looking at the width, because the plus is 3 feet wide, 3 feet tall.
Right.
And then I did a comparison. The pair of doors down below look like they're about 6 feet, and that plus sign is about almost 4 feet wide, as shown. So the only reason I'm asking is, it was just, I'll wait till the comment portion, but I was just asking if I wanted to be clear whether the logo as presented was a photograph or if it's a photo doc.
Got it. Yeah, it's just a mock-up. Yeah, the wall that portion.
Yeah, I think in reality
is,
it's going to be a little smaller than what's being shown here.
Actually, yeah.
Is my point.
Yeah.
But I'll say that for the comment.
It's kind of an optical illusion. You know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
It's round, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. The wall's curving as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Okay, Cecilia, any questions?
No questions.
I have no questions. Do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I have not received any speaker slips, and if any members on Zoom wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And Chair, we have no one wishing to speak.
Okay. With that, we'll go to comments. Cecilia?
Well, I live in the neighborhood. And quite frankly, they're putting this sign up without permits sort of annoyed me, because I walk by here quite frequently going to Trader Joe's and Albertsons. And I think that if we had seen this sign before they put it up, we might have asked for something different. I don't know, maybe not. So I've always had problems because I just don't think it fits the character of signs in the area. I think it's more muscular and bigger and taller. And it just kind of grates me that it's of this character. That's all. Comment.
Okay. Jim?
Well, my questions kind of bled into comments. I do think that it's a little misrepresented in the what's shown. I think it's going to be a little smaller than the final product would be smaller than what we're seeing. I would agree with Member Brown's comments. It's a shame that we didn't have an opportunity to review this prior to being installed. There may have been another may have had an opportunity to go another direction. Thank you.
Martha?
Do you have an image of the installed sign in your package there?
I do not.
Okay. My comment is it's too large.
Dennis?
Yes, I share the sympathies of the previous board members that we were essentially denied an opportunity to comment. I would suggest that it was about 10% smaller to better suit the building.
Jonathan?
I concur. I think even if it meets the criteria, I think the aesthetics would be served by having a smaller sign.
I agree, although in looking at this, having driven by it so many times, in my mind's eye, it's smaller than what I'm seeing here. So it's a little hard to comment on a photo image that's not exactly what's there right now. Obviously, you did that so you could move the cross from the lower portion up to that upper portion. But
And honestly, it was a little hard for us to design it smaller just because the wall does curve. And
no, I understand, but I'm just saying a photograph of the existing
right,
sign
that would have helped a lot more.
Is, you know, that's almost the 10% less that you're
right.
that you're talking about.
I was
going
to say that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm having seen what's out there. I mean, seeing my packet arrive and then driving past it, it felt a little large, but I'm okay with it. But what we're seeing here just feels larger. So, I guess I'm okay with it because I've seen what's there. But I appreciate my colleagues' comments about the size. So, anybody else have any other comments?
I do want to say I'm glad that the freeway sign is off,
mm-hmm.
and that will stay off.
It's going to stay off. Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
And I want to add to that. There are some scuffs on the wall right now, but pretty much it's just dust. There's no damage to the actual wall. Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, we could entertain a motion if somebody wants to.
Sure, Chair Branch. With some reluctance, I will propose a conceptual and preliminary and final approval for the proposed signage at 5631 Calle Real, and that we adopt the DRB and CEQA findings and the CEQA categorical exemption. We'll see if others support that motion.
Okay. Anybody want to second that?
I will second it so we can vote.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. We'll vote with roll call.
Member Brown?
No.
Member DeGasis?
No.
Member Iman?
No.
Member Van Order?
No.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right. Well, with that, question for staff. That's a no. What do they do with this application?
The applicant will have to come back if they want to proceed with approval and a permit.
Okay.
Is it possible to make another motion?
You can make another motion.
Is that allowed? Since we've already voted.
Well, that vote did not pass, so if you can have another motion, that will pass.
Okay. Jim, you want to?
I would propose a motion that the applicant return with more accurate depiction of what is being proposed, and not so much if they could address the curvature of the wall, that would be nice, but I do think that the comments that were made previously about the robustness of the letters, I think it's a little, I think it is definitely misleading. And I think if it were scaled to be more appropriate, I think that would go a long way.
I'll second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? All right.
Yes, I would like to have some numerical quotient in the motion about the size or the reduction or... I think that's what I heard, Mr. Van Orden, about it being smaller to some degree.
Yes, the motion that I proposed certainly would point towards smaller letters. What I'm saying is in the motion is that I'm recognizing as I look at this and having driven by, I do not think that the letters that are there are accurately depicted to those that are physically installed. And so the motion was to come back with a photograph of what is installed and then to propose the plus sign to be appropriately scaled with the letters currently installed so that they can be reviewed by the board.
Very good. Now I understand that. I would also encourage that the applicant return with photos of both the day and the nighttime views
Agreed.
Of the existing and the proposed.
Agreed.
Okay. And with that, we'll take a vote with roll call.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
No, still.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. So, all right. Do we need to...
Excuse me, Chair Branch, I wanted to check with staff if that motion was sufficient for your needs.
It's...
was it
yes.
clear enough?
Yes, and okay. the applicant will come back to address your...
And also to Mr. Rincon?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
Do we need to schedule that for a specific date or no?
We can do any time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
All right. That'll take us to item C1.
Item C1, 5 Violet Lane, APN 077-141-053, 5 Violet Lane, new residence case numbers 24-0042-DRB.
All right. Declarations. Jonathan?
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Dennis?
I visited the site and have had no ex parte conversations.
Site visit, no ex parte?
Earlier site visit, no ex parte.
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Is this you guys? You want to come up? Okay, Travis, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. This is the proposed new residence at 5 Violet Lane. It is currently a vacant lot. You previously saw this project before at the January 28th, 2025 meeting where it received mixed comments. The applicant team is back before you today in response to those comments regarding the massing and the elevations. That concludes staff's presentation. Staff and the applicant team are available for any questions. Thank you.
Okay, great. Floor is yours, my friend.
All right. So let's see.
Here, make sure you got your mic on.
Mr. Poirier, please introduce yourself for the record.
Paul Poirier.
There, now you're
good. Paul Poirier. I'm the architect.
I'm Robert Richards, a landscape architect.
Euro Barker. I work with Paul.
Okay. So we have the same materials that we had last time, I believe. Hardy board siding, some shingle roofing, paint colors are all on there, gutter colors. And people were objecting to the boxiness the last time. So we've got revised the elevations to make it less boxy. Push the one garage door back a couple of feet over here. Reduce the size of the second floor, made it a little more variated. Put hipped roofs on the second floor to make it appear smaller when you look at the massing of the building. We did add a little deck over the garage in the front yard, which shouldn't infringe on anybody's privacy in the backyard. We have a landscape plan now that I'll let Robert take you through.
Okay, so. All right. Thank you. All right, so I introduced some trees kind of on the perimeter of this property to help introduce some softening of it, which was kind of shown in that rendering. What are the trees? So I've got on here a palette of, you know, tree options. This is at a conceptual level, so we haven't chosen anything specific yet. But I got like marina strawberry tree, crepe myrtle, and olive tree. Also, I was thinking a Cirsus forest pansy could be nice to introduce for some seasonal color. But so these trees are kind of positioned around the edge of the property. We've introduced a perimeter fence that comes down the side along Cali Real with a hedge inside of the fence to try to create a little bit of buffering, you know, from the loud road there. And then on the Violet Lane side of this, introduced a lower, like a 3-foot-high fence that kind of encloses like a front yard space. So there's a gate that is introduced along this walkway to the front door. We're using colored concrete for the driveway and for the entry path, and then I've introduced some gravel pathways for access along the side yard. In the backyard, we've got two patios that are concrete, and then an area for a fire pit that's next to an open lawn space. You know, this is supposed to be a family home, so the owner wanted to have like a space where a family could play, and then they also wanted to have an area for veggie beds and an orchard. So I've got in here some preliminary planting ideas. It's all drought-tolerant plants. We've got our trees, some ideas of plants for screening. The screening is on the north and south sides. And then there is, you know, kind of an idea of some shrub plants and then some succulents. So that's kind of the overall idea with it.
So here's the site plan. So basically, we took some of the second floor off, which I'll show you on the next couple pages, but we added it down here. So we have two bedrooms on the first floor, two bedrooms on the second floor, and the second floor isn't just a big old box. It's a box with a little leg on it. So here's the floor plan. The garage down here with this part stepped back. Two bedrooms down here, the kitchen moved over to this area with kind of a living room over here. You go up the stairs. And then we have two suites up there. So there's a bedroom over here. Well, here's where the other bedroom was that we took out. It makes it a little more interesting. You come up the stairs, there's a laundry room here. The primary bedroom over here. Secondary bedroom here. You can walk out this door. There's a little tiny deck to look over the driveway. Gets a little more natural light into this stairwell at the entry. And the materials are kind of the same, just the massing was changed quite a bit. I'm skipping over something. So we're able to step this back now because we eliminated that bedroom up there, makes it more interesting. And this is what the back would look like here. Hip roofs on the second floor to reduce the apparent mass of the building. So you can see we have a hip on both ends of the second floor. And this little deck is right here in the center of the roof, so you really don't see it from the ground because the roof just comes up to 42 inches to make the railing here. So it's kind of stealth deck. And that's about it for the building. So we took the comments of the neighbors into consideration. And they said, oh, there's no two-story houses in our neighborhood or on our street. And it's really not true. On the street, this is the property right here. These are all single-story houses that are pretty much built out to setback, and they're way above the allowable FAR for the lots now. So we would never want to build a house that big that only had this much yard in the back, like built to the rear setback, because it'd be kind of an unpleasant place to live. So going two stories, we're able to get all the nice spaces, like we've shown, in the back, in the center of the property by doing a two-story house. So these red X's show all the other two stories in the neighborhood. So all of these have two stories. This is a two-story. This is a two-story. This is a two-story, a two-story. So it's not like there are no two stories here. In fact, of the houses that are on the street frontage, three of the four built houses are two-story, like this one's two-story, that one's two-story, and that one's two-story, and our property right here. So we think that it's more appropriate to have a two-story house. And then if you guys care, we looked at the FARs of all the properties that were there and the square footages. Again, we got what we could off of the permit record, but mostly did it from Google Earth, calculating the building area. It's easy for the single-story houses, but these are the allowable FARs, and these are the actual FARs. So they're at 49%, you know, to 12%, depending on which house it is. You know, ours is at 30%, which is slightly more than the minimum FAR from the city calculation, but that's why we're here, to get it approved at 30. So we think it's compatible with the neighborhood, but...
Okay.
That's our presentation.
All right. Thank you. All right. Questions? Jonathan?
No questions.
Dennis?
Mr. Parrier, could you circulate the FAR sheet to the board members that you were just had on the... No, it's on the... There it is. Thank you.
Martha, any questions?
I have a minor question. The fence along Kyriel is on the outside of the hedge, or is the hedge on the Kyriel side of the fence? And how tall is the fence, and what's it made of?
I'm showing the fence along the property line with the hedge inside of it to soften the fence from the inside. And then this is a 6-foot tall.
It's going to be a wood fence.
Yeah, wood fence. Vertical dog ear self fence with a light stain.
And so the plant material you're considering there is the privet or the hopseed bush?
This, yeah, it could be potentially the privet, or I've also got in here the laurel cherry. So.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Jim?
No questions.
Cecilia, any questions?
No.
Okay. Public comment?
Thank you, Chair Branch. I have not received any speaker slips, and if any members on Zoom wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will call upon you. And...
I'm sorry, it's late to the party, but I would like to say a word.
Oh, sure. Just make sure you fill out a speaker slip when you're done, please.
Okay. Hey, my name is Garrett Ritter, and I own the bordering property to the north, which would be 7 Violet Lane. And I'll bring up some of the same concern that I did last time, is I don't think it was ever stated that there were no two-story homes in the neighborhood. What was stated was there were no two-story homes on Violet Lane. My other concern is the way the house is oriented. If you look at the house that is on Baker Avenue, the two-story, it faces Kyriel. The front of that house faces Kyriel. If you look at the one on Daffodil, likewise, it faces Kyriel. However, this house faces Violet. And so I think that's weird. I also think that there is a setback on that home on Baker Lane. So they have a retaining wall, and their house is set back from the retaining wall. Likewise, over on Daffodil, same way. This house, we're seeing that it has a fence with a hedge behind the fence that pretty much sounds to me goes right up to Kyriel. So it's not very consistent. So that's my concern. I'd also, you know, right about the center of that house, second story bedroom, looking out the window, it's looking right down into my kitchen window, which may I suggest we put up poles? Can we see exactly how this house is oriented and where that second floor is going to be in relation to where our home is and how that's going to affect everything? I mean, I think it makes a big difference to us. Thank you.
Excuse me, I have a question for the commenter.
Oh,
So where, Paul, can you show the map of the area? Just so I can understand where you're, where you live in relationship to the site.
It is right
that
here.
One.
Oh, you live right next door. Okay.
Next one to the north.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Could I clarify one thing? Because I think that there's confusion that this home could somehow be oriented to Cali Real. Is that what you're identifying? But there's public right-of-way here that would not allow this home to build on. This is not their property. What you just identified is...
And is it for this lot? Is it?
So their property line goes right here, and the sidewalk is over here. So that's the end of this property. There's no way that this home could set up a driveway facing Cali Real.
No. And the one in both Daffodil and Baker, the driveway is likewise from Daffodil and Baker. Okay, so I'm not saying that. It's just the way the home is oriented. If you look at the roof line, if you're standing on Cali Real, front of the house on Baker, roof line is this way. Daffodil, it's this way. This house is this way, is the way I'm seeing it.
I think if you look at the house on Baker, the driveway is off of Baker Street, right. But the house is probably closer to the street than our proposed house, and it goes about as far back as our house would go on our property.
As far back to the north?
To the east.
As far back to the east as ours goes as far back to the west. So we're not taking up the entire parcel with our house. We're about the 50% mark of the property, you know, right here. And that one is a little bit past 50% back.
I'm not sure I'm following what you're saying. It doesn't...
Okay.
Can you just do a rough sketch where the layout of the of your house is in relationship to the?
It's right here.
Let me see. No, but in relationship to the neighbor's house, to the one that you drew, just because I'm sort of confused.
Well, the property line comes through. Wait, look, the property line starts here with a curve. Oh,
that's right.
So your property line starts right there.
So.
So people have developed out past their property.
Yeah, okay. That. So why is that?
I mean, you'd have to ask those people, but to have...
So...
Like, there's kind of where our house is proposed.
Let me see. Okay. So if that's not their property, it's just going to be a dirt patch. If the property line...
You mean you'll find... In lots of areas that people develop areas that are not part of their property.
No, I understand.
It doesn't mean that it's allowable.
Is that the property?
I would estimate the property line goes through here based on what.
Like where that one is.
Yeah.
This property is this owned by the city? This right here?
It's got to be public right away. I mean, it's not
public right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just fucking weird.
So there is a setback from Cali Real to the fence. And how many
it's
feet?
It's not a setback. It's not their property. They can't put something.
It's pretty substantial, actually.
How many feet is it?
It's open space from the sidewalk to their
fence.
First fence. Yeah.
And how many feet is that? Do we know?
Scale. 15 plus feet.
Looks like 20 some odd feet or so.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe more.
And that makes sense because that's consistent with the other properties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question on the very western end? So there is a drainage trench that starts at the top of Violet Lane, and it goes all the way down through our property, and then it ends. And so that drainage pipe has a drain that goes, I guess, connects to some other outlet. How is that going to be addressed? I mean, you show here with the backyard and the orchard. So I'd be talking like way over in that corner where the orchard is.
Over here?
Yes, there's a huge drain culvert.
There's no easement on our property for it. So I don't know who put it in.
So there is a civil engineer that's going to be involved on the project. Everything will be completed to meet, you know, the standards of constructing a new home. So,
and building code requires stormwater mitigation, so that'll be a part of it.
Any drainage on this site is going to be developed in a way that meets all the appropriate requirements for a home like this.
Yeah, if that were done properly, it would have been a recorded easement across the property for the pipe.
Right.
And that didn't show up on the survey because we gave him the title report and there was no such easement. So we'll have to check it out.
Sure. Okay, thank you. All right, comments?
Apologies, Chair Branch. We do have one more public comment on Zoom.
Okay.
Mr. Brian Holtz, if you could please accept the prompts you're about to see on your screen, and please remember to unmute yourself.
Okay, I've unmuted. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we thank hear you, Brian. You.
Perfect, okay. I'm one of the neighbors also on Violet Lane, and everything I've heard so far, Garrett is in agreement. I'm in agreement with Garrett. This Violet Lane, all the houses on Violet Lane are all single story. And the original plans that were developed for these properties, and especially for that property also, was a single story also. And I believe it was probably around the same square footage that you had that you're requesting or looking for. I'm concerned about your roof line popping up over Garrett's roof line, and I'm gonna be looking into somebody else's home or wall or side of a house or another roof. Obscuring my view of the sky. So that's one of my big concerns, especially the way it's oriented and what I've seen and what I've heard at this meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, comments, Jonathan?
No comments.
Dennis?
I have a couple of questions. First to staff, can you clarify the use of story poles? My understanding it was for the ability from public areas to see if ocean or mountain views were obscured, not from one private parcel to another. Can you clarify the use of story poles?
The ordinance specifies story poles actually for noticing purposes, although of course, you know, they would depict aesthetics as well. For residential projects, it needs to be over 25 feet in order for us to require story poles.
So it could apply in this case, or it could not?
For the purposes of a design review, the board can require that if that's what is, that's what's necessary for your review.
Okay, that's helpful. And then to Mr. Poirier, do you have any idea? Well, I'm sure you know what the finished floor level is. Do you have any idea what adjacent parcels are, specifically the neighbors to the north and Mr. Holtz, who is two buildings to the north? Any idea of the differential in, because Violet Lane does go uphill there. So what are we looking at, 4 feet, 5 feet, and finished floor elevation change?
It's not a real steep street.
It's not.
You know?
Maybe not 4 feet?
Yeah. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, let's say less than four feet.
Seems like less than a 10% slope, maybe more than a 4% slope.
Can I just say that the further north you get on Violet Lane, the steeper it becomes. So the slope.
Yes, we're aware.
Up past our home, Brian gets his home.
Well, that would work against your argument, but
well,
thank you for that clarification.
It keeps going up, but it
Yes. Thank you.
Those are my questions. Oh, and comments? If I'm going to combine that with comment, I appreciate your responsiveness to the mass by changing the roof to gable roof, and that's fantastically clever about hiding that little deck back there, which resulted from stepping the garage back. So very cleverly well done.
Martha?
I, too, think there's a dramatic improvement on the elevations of the house. I think it looks rather nice, actually, at this point. And let's see. If something can be done to mitigate the overviewing from that upper story bedroom.
This is the side that looks towards the neighbor's house, so we have small high windows in the bathrooms.
Okay.
So it's not like a...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would take some effort to overpeer into the kitchen, I would expect, and maybe not what you'd be doing in the bathroom anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you probably have addressed that adequately, and I think the landscape plan really goes a long way to show your motivation for the two-story. I appreciate that. I think it's a very handsome landscape plan, and the hardscape depicted really enhances the building quite a lot. I like the fact that you've included a number of trees, and I would think it would be a nice gesture, depending who knows what's going to grow in that right-of-way area, but if the hedge could be on the street side of the fence, and then the owners can plant whatever they want on the other side. I think that would be a nice gesture as well, and would encourage the use of the larger plant material in that location. It is pretty loud there, and I think that would be fine if you put the Catalina cherry or something there and went for the bigger hedge there. Similarly, that elevation at the garage where you've got that blank wall, I think the hedge is going to be very helpful from the neighbor's point of view there if they happen to be looking across the fence there. I think that'll be quite useful. So thank you for preparing that. I think it's rather attractive.
All right. Thank you. Jim?
We're combining questions and comments, looks like? Or, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, didn't we did questions, and then we had public comment.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Forgive me. Yes, okay.
No, go ahead.
But you can ask more questions if you like.
actually, yeah, in the previous proposal, I know it's not under the DRB's purview, but in the previous proposal, there was an ADU that was indicated. Now with the landscape plan, looks like it's going to be fully developed. Is there not sure how to ask the question. Is there potential ADU coming in the future? Would be a question.
Every property in California has potential for an ADU.
Good. Okay. Thank you. All right. Similar to my colleagues' previous comments made, I like that that's been kind of the massing's been addressed, I think, pretty cleverly. I noticed just looking through the plans, everything's dropped by about 6 inches from the previous proposal. I was looking, having driven by and also did a little bit of a Google search, I noticed the two-story residence to the west. So I find this to be appropriate with the frontage. And then there's also obviously large hedge and tree row on the west side of the property, yeah, between the two. Yes, exactly. Right there. Yeah. So then with that, the only kind of a thought would be in looking at, if you could turn to page 16 that shows the front, the 3D. I was just wondering if there's, so I'm looking at the garage elevation. I appreciate that it was stepped back. I think that helps a lot with the massing. I'm looking at that gable end. I'm just wondering that height. There's a way to introduce maybe like a little pergola above the door that might kind of break down the massing. The neighbor across the street does have a row pergola in front
of their residents, so maybe that's a nice nod.
Yeah, it'd be easy to do.
I'm not necessarily intending it to be a condition or anything, just an open question. And that's all I have. I appreciate the applicant addressing the previous comments pretty nicely.
Cecilia?
So what are your comments? I'm not sure someone made the comment about putting the hedge on the outside of the fence rather than on the inside. Okay, someone made that. Okay. Well, all I can say is I remember when there were no houses here. Been on the board that long. And I guess it's kind of disappointing that, I don't know, there wasn't sort of a more cohesive approach. I know these were all single lots, so everybody developed individually. I don't understand this big, why there's this piece of land that you're just going to develop weeds next to your southern property line, right? And what was this? Can staff explain the purpose of that? Is it just because for expansion of Calle Real or something? Is that what that's reserved for, or what? Does anybody know?
Nobody knows. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Okay. Well.
See it all the time on the roads.
Big right. Do you? Next to the
edge of them. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It probably is for future expansion
of Cairo,
potential
of
Class 1 bike trail.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Okay.
You know, you
who
never
knows?
Know
yeah,
what
okay.
kind
That'd
of thing
nice
transportation
kind of
has in
okay.
their back pocket.
Okay.
Well, expand 101, and then you have to move Cairo.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, considering that you have met all the that you're meeting all the standards that the city requires. I think it's beneficial that the house to your west is a two-story, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So it won't be too outstanding. I don't know. This is just a very difficult project for me to address. I don't really have any further comments. I think the applicant's tried to do what he could with what he's been given here, and I think it's probably been fairly difficult.
Chair Branch?
Yes,
Jonathan? Could I add a comment?
Yes.
So I am a rank amateur, so there's probably good reasons why this is either impossible or not worth considering, but I'm wondering if a compromise of moving the entire structure a couple of feet towards Calle Real, you'd lose some of your side yard, but you'd be a little further away from the neighbors, a little lower in their view, and it might be a trade-off worth thinking through. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're at the minimum side yard setback over there. Although it's not considered a...
We pull the mic a little bit closer to you.
It's not considered a street frontage because it's a corner lot, so we don't have 20-foot setback from the property line. It's like 11 feet. But there's 11 feet to the fence, and there's another 20 feet plus to the right-of-way.
And that would kind of tie the hands on property owner being able to develop hedging and fencing and locating the trees where we've strategically placed them to help soften the structure. So
I was willing to find out it wasn't reasonable, but I
think that's all right. All right, I'll chime in. I think it is tricky because this is right on Calle Real, and it's two-story where everybody else is one-story. All the one-stories, you know, completely cover the lot, and this lot has chosen to not cover the lot but to go two stories. So everybody kind of winds up with the same footage, give or take. These guys have just chosen to do it differently. But I think it, you know, to the neighbor's consternation, this actually does fit within the fabric of the neighborhood and meets, you know, size, bulk, and scale issues that we look at. You know, the second story roof, for the most part, runs north and south, which is appropriate for all the people to the north and their views looking south. So, you know, the methodology through which the design was executed is logical to me and makes sense. So, I think it's supportable from my perspective. Anybody else have any other comments?
I would just add, I'm looking through the FAR, I'm looking at some of the neighbors' properties. I think that it is within reason. I understand the neighbors' consternation of the height and views, but I think that the FAR study that was done is supports the project.
Yeah. Okay. And this is just conceptual, so we don't vote on it, correct? All right, anybody else have any other comments?
I'll chime in here.
Okay.
I don't know, it's just a very difficult project for me to think about. I don't know why, but, and you've certainly done your homework, as you usually do, Mr. Poirier. Your hands are kind of tied about what you can do here. I mean, there's only so much you can do. I think maybe moving the hedge to the outside of the fence would help soften some of that, but it won't. The two-story thing won't go away. But I don't know what to think about it. That's all. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you've tried to do what you could do here, and there's not a lot of wiggle room, right? I mean, you could have done differently, but I don't know. So sorry, I can't have more something to defend.
Okay.
And excuse me, Chair Branch. We do have one person on Zoom wishing to speak. Would you like to go back out to public comment?
Sure.
Okay. Nancy Sandoval, if you could please accept the prompts you're about to see on your screen and just please remember to unmute yourself. Thank you.
Moving the hedge to the outside of the fence would help soften. I think you've tried to do what you do here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. I just got here late, but I wanted to say that the construction is concerning to me because
not a lot of wiggle room.
When I bought this place, the developers told me.
Wishing to speak, would you like to go back out to public comment?
The developers
Nancy,
told me.
Pardon me. This is the clerk. If you could mute the presentation on your computer and just have your microphone turned on, please.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Sure.
Then,
Nancy Sandoval, if you could be on your screen. I'm just...
Moving the hedge to the outside of the fence would help. I think you've tried to do what you do here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. I just...
Can you turn your speaker off?
The construction is concerning to me because...
There's not a lot of wiggle room.
When I bought this place...
All right. Technical aspects will prevent that from happening. So thank you guys for sharing that with us. And I think, that's it. Anybody have any other comments? All right.
Is there a direction that the applicant can proceed forward with?
This is just for comments. You're here for conceptual, so we don't make a motion. We don't give you any direction.
Can we have some like summary of what the comments are? I mean, is the board in general support of allowing this project to proceed?
I didn't hear anybody on the board.
I just it would be good for I think for the team to have some kind of direction.
So what
on
do you next time to get
Chair Branch? I think the best way is to these are videotaped, and you can go back and just listen to the board's comments.
So what more do we have to provide in order to get
preliminary approval. It's a question for planning.
You will take what the board, the comments that the board gave today, and come back with your project as you see fit, in hopefully addressing the board's comments, and then that will be the next action. The next step would be the action part, would be the preliminary and final.
Is there like a summary of comments that you guys vote on at a next meeting, or is it just that
it'll be in the minutes?
It'll be in the minutes.
You guys produce
minutes.
It
actually won't be in the minutes. We're not recording.
Oh no, no, it'll be in the recording though.
Yes, the right, recording, the video recording.
That's the public record.
Right.
Yeah.
So can I just resubmit this stuff for preliminary approval at the next meeting?
You're going to have to work with Travis on that, Paul.
If you wish.
And we have scheduling and noticing requirements, so.
Okay.
It seems from my gathering of this that mostly the comments were positive here. I just want to make sure that everybody's kind of on board with that.
You just want the hedge on the other side.
Well, I'm pretty sure we can work with you on the hedge.
Well, as Mary said, it's publicly recorded, so you can go back and pause and
I just want to make
take
sure
your
that
notes.
There's, you know, clear right. direction for people to move forward with their project. So, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Cool, thanks.
Okay. Item D1 is continued. Why is it on the agenda?
Give those for them.
Do we have to do anything?
Yes, you'll have to... make a motion and take action on that one. We noticed it in the newspaper, but the applicant was not ready, so we had to put it on the agenda for continuance.
I'll keep that one.
Oh, and take the one I do I have to recuse from that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
You can stay there, but we'll
okay.
just...
So I'll make a motion that item D1, 115 Castilian Drive, be continued to the May 13th meeting.
Second that.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Sure. Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member Van Order.
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen.
Yes.
Member Branch. Excuse me, Chair Branch.
Recused. Okay.
Ms. Chang, I noticed that that project had story poles up, and so to the... do you know when they'll come down, or I would just like to extend that to other board members to be sure and take that in before they come down.
They will not come down before entitlement of the project. So that was one of the reasons they weren't ready to be heard today. The story poles were not put up in time.
Oh, well.
The original ones fell down, and so now they're putting them back up.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Cecilia.
All right. Any announcements by?
I have a question / announcement. As I meandered down Hollister Avenue the other day, the Santa Barbara Motorsports sign looks like it's been altered to say something else, and boy, is it bold.
We are aware of that, and we actually have a code enforcement process going.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Chair Branch, I have an announcement. I just wanted to give the board an update on an appeal that was filed on the LDS church lighting that came before you end of last year. So that appeal was heard at the Planning Commission meeting last Monday. The Planning Commission actually approved the appeal, so denied the project, and it was based on what was presented to the Planning Commission. The photometrics were inaccurate. They wanted to see the lighting fully shielded, and also wanted to have the applicant explore redundancy for the motion detection sensor. So they basically wanted to have the project come back to DRB, so you'll be seeing it at some point.
Got it.
And when it returns, it will have new photometrics and new shielding and
correct
items?
Well, that's up to the applicant to address, applicant. And hopefully they
presumably.
Will.
But you'll give us a thorough background on
yes,
that.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
I have a question for you, Liz. Why does applicants aren't required to show story polls with their project?
The story